are some racial... there is a little bit of sexual innuendo. Little kids will not get it at all. If you watch it with teens, they will. They will giggle and roll their eyes. Believe me, I know. And there is a little bit of an anti-Christian subtext, kind of blaming Christians for environmental damage. Personally, I wouldn't complain about that. I think it's kind of justified. I think some Christians have used the idea that we rule or subdue nature rather than steward and protect the earth. But that is in there if that bothers you. And there are a few scary scenes. We won't be seeing any of the scary scenes today because I'll get scared and then I'll be really embarrassed. Yes. Birds? Oh, don't give anything away. No, we won't show any scary attacking scenes, but there are a few in there. So you might need to have something to hold on to. All right, so that's the disclaimers. But apart from that, it is a beautiful, lovely PG movie. And it starts with two penguins called Memphis and Norma Jean. And they are very much in love. I think we have a picture of them. So I think we do. Well, maybe they'll come up, maybe they won't. Do we have another picture? James, do we have a picture? Yay, there we go. They're very shy, so they take a while to come out. So in this part of Antarctica, all the penguins have a special song called a heart song, and they sing their songs, and when two penguins have got the same song, they fall in love. And that's what happens. So Memphis and Norma Jean, they sang their song together, and soon Norma Jean lays an egg, and she leaves it with Memphis, the dad. So I don't know if you know this about penguins, but they have eggs. This is not a real penguin egg, just in case you're wondering. And they balance them on their feet, because what would happen if it went onto the ice? It would freeze, that's right. So they balance it on their feet like that. It's actually quite hard to do. And, oops, I dropped the egg. Memphis does that. He drops the egg. Oh, no. While Norma Jean has gone away to get fish. So we are going to watch our first clip when all the little penguins are hatching out of their eggs, and we're going to see what happens to Memphis and Norma Jean's egg that was dropped on the ice. So let's see.
Memphis? Is everything okay?
I don't know. I can't hear anything.
Is it empty?
Honey.
Can I have it?
Gloria.
It's okay, Maurice.
It happens sometimes, Memphis.
Yeah. Wait, you hear that?
Yeah.
Hey, I can hear you, but hopefully your papa's here. It's okay.
Oh, he's okay, Maurice. He come. Oh, there it is. That's his little foot there. Oh, there's his other one.
That's different.
Gloria.
Oh, she can call him whatever the heck she likes. Oh, well,
you okay?
Freezy.
Oh, you get used to it. Come on, son. Come here, Daddy.
Hey, what do you make of that?
A little wobbly in the knees, huh?
Is he okay?
I don't know.
What you doing here, boy?
Happy, Pa.
What you doing with your feet?
They're happy, too.
I wouldn't do that around folks, son.
Why not?
Well, it just ain't penguin, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, come on over here. Get under here. Get warm.
Watch the beak.
Beak!
to me.
Okay, good boy.
So, it turns out that Mumble, the little baby penguin, because he was dropped on the ice, he can't sing like all the other penguins around him. But he can dance, and he starts to dance. Why did he dance there? Why was he dancing? You don't know? Why was he dancing? Yeah. Because his feet were happy. That's right. He was happy. His feet was happy. I think I have a Mumble. Yes, here's my Mumble. He looks kind of happy, right? I think this one's happy because for some reason he has a little bow tie with a that lights up. But he's very happy. So we'll just we'll sit him right here. So Mumble's very happy. And he likes to dance when he gets happy. And so, because he can't sing, he goes off to school and he tries to learn to sing to find his heart song, because that's what all the penguins there do. But his singing is absolutely terrible. It even makes all the icicles shatter. It's that bad, right? So the teacher says to him, "A penguin without a heart song is hardly a penguin at all." And he gets very sad. He's very worried because he can't sing. So he goes to see a special music teacher. And we're going to watch that clip now.
Can't sing? Can't sing? Rubbish, darling. Every little penguin has a song. When I have finished your singing, you'll be giving everyone the goosebumps. No, to begin. First, we must find a feeling. Happy feeling, sad feeling, maybe lonely feeling. You feel it?
Uh-huh.
Good. Now, let it out. Be spontaneous! What is that?
I'm being spontaneous.
Done. You want to meet a beautiful girl?
Mm-hmm.
You want to make the egg?
Oh, yes. Well,
sing! And no jiggy jump. Do not move muscle. No moving.
Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle.
Enough! Okay. We go back to the top. Forget body. Look inside the soul. Feel the feeling. Enormous feeling. So enormous, it fills whole body. It must escape, or you explode. Now, open your little beak. Yes, yes, lift up the head, that's it.
But he can dance, and there's something about the music when she's singing and the beauty of the world that just get his feet moving. He just can't help himself. Have you ever felt like that? That you're so happy that you just want to sing and dance? Maybe just the beauty of the world. I was on vacation recently, and you can see some photos from my vacation here. I've actually learned from experience this is the correct speed to show someone your vacation photos if you want to keep friends. But the world is beautiful. It's so beautiful that sometimes it just makes you want to sing and dance and just, wow, it's great. Well, there was someone in the Bible who felt that way. He wrote these words. Oh, he or she, we don't know who wrote it but somebody wrote this as a song. And they wrote, "My whole being, praise the Lord. Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with glory and majesty. You make springs pour into the ravines. They flow between the mountains. They water all the wild animals. The wild donkeys come there to drink. Wild birds make nests by the water. They sing among the tree branches. You water the mountains from above. The earth is full of the things you made. Lord, you have made many things. With your wisdom, you made them all. The earth is full of your riches. Look at the sea, so big and wide. Its creatures, large and small, cannot be counted. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. May my thoughts please God. I am happy in the Lord. So whoever wrote this, they were just so impressed because the world is just so amazing, so wonderful, so beautiful. It's as if the world itself sings to God, sings through the beautiful flowers. That was a cue. Got it quicker here, guys. Through the beautiful flowers, through the birds, through the crashing waves, through the pulsing stars. Creation itself seems to worship God, seems to say, God is amazing and life is wonderful. So the amazingness of God and the beauty and wonder of the world seem to make creation itself happy. Now, maybe penguins don't actually sing and dance quite the way they do on this movie. I think that might be made up a little bit. But animals do seem to express joy. For example, nobody really knows why whales breach. Now, there are lots of theories about this, that maybe the barnacles fall off, or maybe it helps the whales get a better view of where they are. But a lot of scientists say, actually, it seems to be just because it's fun. And lots of animals do that, not just not jump out of the water. Lots of animals express joy. For example, oh, here we go. Watch this guy. He's having a good time. Here he goes. So this actually goes on and on and on. We're not going to watch all of it. But he just is having a blast. And animal scientists, behavioral scientists, say that although animals do learn through play and they do learn to expect the unexpected, actually, a lot of the time, they seem to just do it because it's fun. So back to our movie, though. So Mumble, he grows up, and his mom and his dad really love him, and his best friend Gloria certainly likes him a lot, but all the other penguins reject him and laugh at him because he can't sing, and he does this funny thing with his feet. And eventually, poor Mumble has to leave. He's very sad. I think we have a picture of him being sad. Yes, there we go. So Mumble goes off on his own, but he makes some friends along the way. First, he meets the Amigos, which are a bunch of penguins. Now, these are a different kind of penguin. These are not emperor penguins. These are Adelie penguins, which are much smaller. So we'll sit them. It should be smaller, so that's not to scale, but never mind. So we'll sit them there. I didn't think about that. All right, so, they're Adelie penguins. And they think his dancing is very cool. They like his clickety-clickety dancing. And they invite him to join their group. So we're going to watch them all dancing and singing together right now.
Reminiscing.
close.
Andy, come on, come on!
Oh. Hey, guys! Where are we going?
We relocating,
placing ourselves elsewhere.
But that thing, what was it?
How should we know?
We penguins.
Very little penguins.
But where did it come from? It's so weird, so alien.
What's he talking about?
I don't know. Some hombre called Ilya.
I don't know a guy named Alien.
I knew a guy named Esteban, but
not Esteban, he's an alien.
Guys, we have a mystery here. A mind-boggling mystery.
So, what are we supposed to do about it?
Yeah.
Amigos, we gotta get to the bottom of this thing.
Big guy, let me tell something to you. Come close. Don't be afraid. You want answers.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Nothing else?
No.
Then this is very easy. You go see Loveless.
Loveless. Genius, Ramon.
Thank you.
You are the man.
Right now, I take a moment for myself.
Let's go.
Bow down, bow down.
You're the man, you're the man.
That's enough. I feel your love.
Who's Loveless?
Loveless? He's the guru. Go see Loveless.
He got the answer to everything.
Everything.
Really? Ask him. He never wrong.
Never.
But first, you're gonna need a pebble.
All right, so they decide they're going to see Lovelace to ask him about these aliens. Now, that wasn't really an alien that they saw fall into the ocean. What was it? A crane? Yeah, or an excavator? It's a big piece of machinery, but they don't know that. Mumble wants answers. He wants to know about who these aliens are, what are these strange things that he keeps finding through the movie, and more importantly, do the aliens know what's happening to all the fish? Because, although we didn't see that bit, all the fish are disappearing and the penguins are getting hungrier and hungrier. There are not enough fish. So he goes to find Lovelace. Now, Lovelace is a different kind of penguin. The last penguin I have in here. He is a rockhopper penguin, which looks kind of like this. I think we have a picture of him up there. He has these funny feathers on top. And he has one of these horrible plastic things that holds cans together. Have you seen those before? Stuck around his neck. And he says it's come from the aliens. So everybody thinks he's very special, and they ask him lots of questions. So this has come from the aliens, and Lovelace tells Mumble what he wants to know eventually, which is where he can find the aliens. And so he decides that Mumble decides he's going to go across beyond the land where the elephant seals live, to find the aliens and ask them, why is all this stuff appearing, like this plastic? Why is there junk in the water that's strangling his friend? And why are all the fish disappearing? And in a very scary scene, which we're not going to watch because I get scared, Mumble actually catches up with the aliens in a big fishing boat with huge nets. I think we have a picture of that. Here they are, those huge, huge nets that are sweeping up all the fish. And Mumble realizes that these aliens are taking all these fish, and he gets really, really mad. They're taking all the fish, they're causing pollution. His friends are either going hungry or they're getting caught in the pollution. And he gets really mad because they don't seem to care. And so he decides to chase after them. Now, these are not really aliens. They're not, like, from outer space. What are they? Yeah. Humans, they're humans, they're people. And people are not aliens. We're not separate from nature, we're not separate from creation. We're part of creation, we're interconnected. But we as people, what we do impacts others. It impacts other people, and it impacts animals, and it impacts the whole of nature, whole ecosystems. In the Bible, we read this. The earth and everything in it belongs to the Lord. The world and all its people belong to God. The world belongs to God. It doesn't belong to us. We're not the rulers. We're not the owners. The world belongs to God. And we belong to God because we, people, are part of creation. So Mumble gets very cross. Actually, I want to tell you a few things about penguins first, because they're pretty amazing creatures. They've been around for a really, really long time. Does anyone want to guess how long penguins have been around? At least. Yes. More than 3,000 years. Another guess. 80,000 years. Even more. They've been around for about 37 million years at least. So that's a long, long time, way, way, way longer than people. But the fossils from 37 million years ago show that penguins then were really tall. They were up to 6'8", which is as big as LeBron James. They still had flippers, though, so they probably weren't very good at basketball, but they were really, really huge. There's some other things about penguins. Not only have they been around for a really long time, but it turns out that although in this movie they're scared of aliens or people, actually they're not, because most of them grow up in places where they never meet humans, and it seems that they expect to be able to trust us. Look, here are some photographers taking photographs. I think there's another one as well. The penguins just come up. They're like, yeah, we're not bothered. You'll not hurt me. But it seems, actually, that penguins should be more afraid of us because of the things that we do. Many species of penguins are actually endangered, so there are fewer and fewer and fewer of them around. And there are three main threats. The first, as we've mentioned already, is overfishing. This is not just in the movie, this is real. So overfishing is a huge problem, particularly for penguins around Antarctica, as you might expect. And scientists think that the rate of overfishing that we're doing is causing a catastrophic collapse of the marine systems. So it's a very serious problem. The problem is not just that we take too many fish, but that these nets are huge and they take absolutely everything. So they take the baby fish, they take fish that we don't want, they take animals, and then they just throw those away. It's incredibly wasteful, but it's cheap, and we all want cheap food, and so that's what's happening. The second problem is oil spills and other forms of pollution. Tens of thousands of penguins die every year from oil spills. Plastic is a huge problem. So Lovelace had one of these tied around him. And marine birds and animals eat or get tangled up in plastics in incredible numbers. Do you know that by the year 2050, scientists say there'll be more plastic in the sea than fish, if you look at it by weight? Quite horrendous. And plastic doesn't rot away. It breaks down into smaller pieces, but those pieces are still plastic, and they still poison and harm animals. So let's just think a minute about how much plastic we use. It's very convenient. It's very easy. We like our straws and our plastic cups and our plastic bags, and that often ends up in the ocean. So we're going to talk in a few minutes about some of the things we can do about this. The third problem is global warming. That's not shown too much in this movie, although there are some references to it. Human activity, particularly cutting down trees and burning fuel, this is helping make the world hotter. Now, this, again, leads to fewer fish. It also means that there's less sea ice. So a lot of the nesting areas don't stay frozen. You might see that baby penguins have very fluffy feathers that keep them really warm, but they're not waterproof, or not very waterproof. So they're fine if they sit on ice. They're not fine if they sit on water. And actually, they're finding that penguins, baby penguins, are getting hypothermia because of global warming. Kind of ironic. So these problems, overfishing, pollution, and global warming, that's all really, really terrible news, right? But the good news is that there are things that we can do, little things that we can do to actually make a difference. And we're going to talk about that with some activities in just a few moments. But first, I want us to finish the story. So Mumble is mad at the aliens, and he decides he's going to follow that that big trawler, that big boat, all the way. And he swims, and he swims, and he swims, and he collapses exhausted on the shore, on the beach in Australia. And he gets picked up and taken to an aquarium. And in the aquarium, he decides this is his chance. He's going to talk to the aliens. But what's the problem? They don't speak penguin. That's right. People don't speak penguin. So they don't understand him. And he gets more and more frustrated and more sad until he ends up just kind of standing around in the aquarium until a little girl comes along. We'll watch that. gets really excited by this dancing penguin, and they let Mumble go home. They follow him home, and they see, and he teaches everybody to dance. They all do a great number. You've got to watch this movie. It's a lot of fun. They do this big dance number, and then people really care. They're like, oh, these penguins are so nice. Why are we polluting, and why are we taking all the fish? We've got to do something about it. And all the governments get together, and they solve the problem because these penguins are so cute. But we don't really need penguins to dance for us to care, because I think creation is already putting on a show. If only we took notice, if only we cared, and if we make a difference. Well, we can. And there are some ways that we're going to look at in just a few seconds. In fact, I'll do that right now. So, in a minute, we're going to say a prayer, and then we're going to go to these stations. Walking past one of those. So here we have something on plastics, and you can read about some of the things that you can do to... I'm sorry I'm wandering around. I know this is causing the sound people a heart attack. Sorry. And over here we have something on overfishing. You can come and gather around these and look at some of the impacts of what you can do about overfishing. Before I go over there. And there's one over there about pollution. So we're just going to say a prayer, and then we're going to take 5-10 minutes. So go over to those stations and take a look and see at what difference we can make. But let's just say a prayer first. Creator God, we thank you so much for your beautiful, amazing world. And we know that we've played a part in messing things up, and we're sorry for that. I pray that you would help us not to be thoughtless or greedy or selfish, but to take note and to do what we can to protect your beautiful earth. I pray that you would help us not to become discouraged or overwhelmed by the problems, but you would encourage us to do our part. And thank you again for your beautiful world and all the wonderful creatures that you've made. Amen. All right.